us at www.train.com.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop.
Where's the love for your computer, y'all? It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're going to work our way through another wonderful show. See if we can squeeze the last 45, 50 minutes of our show in before the Disneys go and have child number two. Where is the birth portal today? Deserts, Meriden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's like the biggest birthing center in the Southwest. Of course, that's where everybody goes.
That's true.
Isn't it?
All right, so if you see a large kind of tan vehicle...
Don't, man, come on. You don't need all the fans coming after me.
Driving really fans.
All three of them could be following me.
You mean ceiling fans.
Well, you know.
Shall we try to grab another phone call before
you know what? Quickly, I want to address Sandy wrote in. She's an AOL user, so I won't give out her email address. But Sandy wrote in. She says, an adult website infiltrating her internet, as she describes it.
Yes.
And she's called AOL, and she's tried all kinds of things, and every time she puts in a web address, it tries to go to this adult site, and things pop up, and all these crazy things are happening, and she's trying to figure out what's going on. We've talked about before a program that we recommend you try when you're having these kinds of problems, or just in general if you've been using your computer for a long time, something called AdAware. And you can get that program at webattack.com, which is one of the kind of things we talk about all the time. But if you go to webattack.com and put in AdAware,
Two words.
Oh, AdAware?
Add space aware.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you put that in at WebAttack, they'll link you up to a place you can download this free program that you run, and it'll scan your computer and yank out all the nastiness. And I'm willing to bet that if Sandy were to do that, that would solve her problem with this hijacking of her
It's possible,
stuff.
But it could also be something else she's downloaded. Like, I went off on Weatherbug last week.
AdWare will get Weatherbug.
No, because it is not spyware and adware. It is a toolbar that you said, okay, go ahead and install it. And so, Sandy, the first thing you want to look at is when you go into your internet connection, or go ahead and connect to AOL, then open up the real Internet Explorer, the blue E,
mm-hmm.
and look on that and see if there's like extra toolbars and all kinds of stuff that's not normally there. And if there is, it's a real good chance you allowed some program to be installed.
Some people like those little smiley faces they can insert on their emails, or they like to have the little special search bar that helps them find things better. If it's from some place you don't recognize, like if it's from Google, you'll probably be okay, but if it's from some other weird place... there's a good chance that that's what caused your problem.
And unfortunately, it's becoming so difficult to know what is and what isn't. You kind of have to know how to look in the startup to see what kind of files are loading so that you can go look them up. For those of you that are a little more technically aware, there's a website called Answers That Work that has a task list that we've referred to in our newsletter in the past that will explain what every single thing in your startup is. So when you go
right.
to msconfig and look in startup, you can actually look up each one of those startup items and see if they're real or if they're adware or what they are.
But that adware may or may not take care of the problem, but it's a quick way that doesn't take any kind of technical expertise that eliminates a lot of problems. If it doesn't solve that one, then you can continue on.
It is definitely the first step for you, Sandy, that you can do yourself. So give that a shot.
All right.
Does that kill our time? Or
we got time.
Hey, Jason and Mesa, you're next up here on the Computer Corner.
Hi, guys.
It's actually more of a kind of an oblong room. It's not really
yeah.
a corner.
There's a corner over there.
Yeah.
Yes, I was wondering, every time, now and then when I go on the internet and whatever pages I'm on, all of a sudden I get some kind of error message, and all of a sudden I lose that page.
You're disconnected?
Yes, I'm disconnected.
You no longer have a connection to the weird wide web?
Correct.
You have a failure to communicate?
You are on a dial-up connection. Typically what that means is something caused the modem to lose the actual phone line connection. That could be anything from... call waiting, if you have call waiting. Somebody called in, that little bleep, that little tone that alerts you that there's a caller on the other line, that will actually disconnect you.
Do you have call waiting?
No.
Okay, because there's a way to disable that if you did, but if you don't, then we'll continue on.
Any of those kinds of things that can cause things to happen. The other thing is if you have, from your computer to your actual phone wall jack, if you've got like splitters or you're going through other devices, anything like that can diminish the quality of the connection your computer is going to have. So eliminate all those splitters and things and go directly from your computer right to the wall.
Also, the quality of the internet service provider you're connecting to can have some effect. Who is the said provider?
My grandmother uses Juno. This is happening on her computer.
Yeah. Juno is, we talked about just a little bit earlier in the show, it's becoming quickly my least favorite.
Yes.
It was my second least favorite, but it might be surpassing soon because they've been going downhill real fast. We'll say that.
Yeah, there's Almost Online, and then there's Juno. You should probably get something else.
Did you know?
Juno.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you know about all these others?
No.
So, I mean, we're starting to hear a lot more grief from people that have Juno, and it has mainly to do probably with their current implementation of their software, because it's all proprietary stuff. So, I mean, we don't like anything proprietary, especially in service providers, internet service providers like AOL, Juno.
And just about, you know, just like anything else, the cheapest of anything generally is not anywhere near the best.
Yeah.
So
that I have noticed, though, you know, sometimes if, it happens if I'm opening, have like too many windows open, or if I open them up too fast.
Well, here's the easiest way to see if it's the computer or if it's the service.
Okay.
Take the computer to somebody else's house.
All right.
And see if the same things happen. And if they do, then you know, okay.
It's not your phone lines, then at that point, if the same thing is happening, then it's either the computer or the service, and then you can troubleshoot a little further by trying to install Juno on somebody else's computer and see if the problem persists. And,
or
you know,
do what we suggested with the other gentleman, install a different ISP, give Extreme Internet a call. And
they'll give you a month for free, you can give it a shot.
Try that out, and if that works perfectly, then it's not the phone line, it's not the computer, it's got to be Juno.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks.
If you're on Juno, this is not a subliminal message, if you're on Juno, start looking for something else. Because we're getting bombarded with complaints from people that are on Juno.
And if you're on Juno and subscribe to our newsletter, again, it's not us that's causing the problem, it's Juno. So, you know, you're welcome to email us, but there's nothing we can really do about it at this point. I would suggest maybe get a Hotmail or a Yahoo or some other kind of account subscribed that way.
You know what's great about being a non-paid radio guy?
I don't know.
We can say, don't use Juno and not have to worry about it. Is that one of our sponsors?
The first hour of the Computer Corner is now done and over with, but we got an hour or 45 minutes left when we come back from the news break, so stick around.
Don't have a baby.
Visa presents the joys of...